Welcome back to In the Moment. A church organization in Sioux Falls is looking for old bikes to repurpose for a good cause. SDPB's Andrew Bork has the story of how a Sioux Falls group gives the bikes and people a second chance.
In a second-story loft at the Center of Hope in downtown Sioux Falls, a group of volunteers pick through a boneyard of more than 800 bikes.
We'll just go with that one today.
Harlan Van Meteren has been volunteering here for 3 years. He takes a bike from the pile and mounts it to a workbench. Then he and the rest of the group spin, crank, and grind until this once unfortunate bike gets a second chance. Chad Davis knows how important a repurposed bike can be.
My coworkers nicknamed this one the Red Goose.
He bought one after being released from prison. Davis was part of a community transition program to help ex-inmates get back on their feet. His advisor told him about the Center of Hope bike ministry. Davis says without the bike, his transition would have been more difficult.
This bike has given me freedom to get where I want to go.
Davis is just one of many who use the bikes to find jobs and get around the community. The bikes typically cost less than $20. John Block is a pastor at the Center of Hope. He says the bikes help people who can't afford other modes of transportation.
A lot of the guys we serve are either they're what we would call the working poor. They're people who are unable to afford transportation. Maybe they're transitioning. A lot of them are transitioning out of the prison system, and so they need a way to get to work, find work, as they're beginning to kind of get back on their feet. And so that's ultimately what we exist for, is for people who have no alternative form of transportation.
Volunteers who repair the bikes aren't necessarily bike mechanics, at least not when they started. They come from backgrounds as diverse as the bikes they service. Adam Hofer is a seminary student and director of the bike shop.
I like work with my hands. I like turning a bike that was in rough shape and making it rideable again and giving it to someone who really needs it.
The past year, the group has fixed more than 800 bikes. They also teach people how to service the bikes. The shop is open 5 days a week to help people keep the wheels turning. It's a service Chad Davis is thankful for.
I love the atmosphere there because they will help you fix the bike. They'll teach you how to work on your bike, manage your bike, and now I pretty much do everything on my own. I usually go down there and donate my time just to fix a couple of bikes for them just to pay back whenever I have days off.
Chad Davis now manages a local restaurant and is saving money to purchase a house. As the wheels move forward on his success story, the volunteer mechanics at the Center of Hope continue to give a little traction to anyone looking to switch gears. For SDPB, I'm Andrew Bork in Sioux Falls.